You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
The Declaration of Independence could readily have been the Declaration of Independency.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector in the studio now with University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Rebecca. We need to talk 1776.
And this is a great year to talk about that because it is the United States semi-quincentennial. And I knew that right off the top of my head. No research was required.
Perfect. The 250th anniversary. And this was on my mind, Rebecca, because last week I was in Washington, D.C. at the museum Planet Word. And for anyone who has not yet been to Planet Word in Washington, D.C., I highly recommend it. It's a museum all about language. But anyway, I was there giving a talk for a series they're calling Language and Liberty. And my talk was called The Sound of 1776. And that had me looking at the language of the Declaration of Independence. So, Rebecca, what I discovered was that in 1776, the noun independence was in fierce competition with the noun independency.
I don't think I have ever heard anybody ever say independency. Is that still a thing?
It's not still a thing. But on July 3rd, right? Also an important date, July 3rd, 1776, John Adams wrote a letter to his wife, Abigail, and he actually used both nouns. So he wrote this sentence: had a declaration of independency been made 7 months ago, it would have been attended with many great and glorious effects. And then he also writes in the same letter, time has been given for the whole people maturely to consider the great question of independence. So he clearly has both nouns, which he can use interchangeably. Now, Rebecca, here's the question for you, which is in the Declaration of Independence, how many times does the word independence occur?
I don't know, but whatever the answer is, I'm going to commit it to memory because this sounds like the exact kind of question I hear on trivia night at the bar.
And the answer is zero.
Oh, that's a really good trivia question. That's so good.
And it's not because the noun independency occurs in the Declaration of Independence. Neither noun occurs in the Declaration of Independence. The adjective independent occurs four times, but independence does not occur. And in my head, there's this title at the top that says Declaration of Independence. But in fact, at the top, it says, in Congress, July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. So it says declaration, but no independence.
I pulled up a copy of this on Google while you were talking, and I'm busily scanning, and yeah, you're right. It's not anywhere.
And interestingly, the first printing of the declaration in the Pennsylvania Evening Post just starts with that same in Congress, July 4, 1776. By July 8th, I found an example in the Pennsylvania Packet where you get this. This day at 12 o'clock, the Declaration of Independence will be proclaimed at the State House. So quickly, it is clearly being called the Declaration of Independence, but that is not actually on the document. For people who are thinking independency, what's going on with that? It is helpful to remember that we actually still have both dependence and dependency.
And, you know, as long as I've got this in front of me right now, I am looking at this and there's a lot of capitalizations in weird places, like in the middle of sentences, and they're not proper nouns. Like I'm seeing things and forms and representation all capitalized in the middle of sentences.
Yes, you are. And I think that sometimes people can think this is just random. But in fact, in the 18th century, the conventions for capitalization were still settling down. So we had at that point agreed that the first word of a sentence would have a capital letter at the beginning. But it was possible in the 18th century to capitalize important nouns. And so you will see that both in the Declaration of Independence and in the Constitution, that some of the nouns will be capitalized.
All right, fellow trivia nerds, commit all of that to memory. It will come in handy one of these days. Thanks so much, Anne.
I love providing good linguistic trivia.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.